This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 45. So start with quanto. By how much, so kind of in proportion as, so by how much a pugnatio, the attack, erat in dies, the attack was kind of in the day, daily, day by day, gravior adque asperior, more severe and more bitter, et maxime, and especially, quote, because magna parte militum confecta vulnerabus, with a large part of the soldiers having been exhausted by wounds, res the matter, per vain nerat, had arrived ad palpitatem defensorum, at a lack of defenders. Okay, so many people had been wounded and were just exhausted that they didn't have enough defense anymore. Tanto, and by that, crebriores, much more frequent, literae nuntii, letters and messengers, ad caesarem mittebantur, were being sent to Caesar. Quorum pars, of whom, a part, deprehensa, in conspectu nostrum militum, having been intercepted in the view of our soldiers, cum cruciatu necabatur, were slaughtered with torture. Okay, so it's like the crucio, okay, cross, torture. Erat, there was, let's see, unus, one, intus nereus nomine vertico. There was within one Nerian by name Vertico, natus loco honesto, born at a honorable social status, at a distinguished position, qui, who, prima obsidione, from the first siege, ad ciceronem per fugerat, had fled for safety to Cicero. Basically, he had deserted to Cicero, praestiterat, and had demonstrated suam fidem ei, had demonstrated his loyalty to him. Okay, so a repeat of those first eight lines. By how much the attack was day by day more severe and more bitter, and especially because a large part of the soldiers, having been exhausted by wounds, the matter, meaning the state of affairs, had arrived at a lack of defenders. By that much more frequent, letters and messengers were being sent to Caesar, of whom a part, having been intercepted in the view of our soldiers, were slaughtered, were killed with torture. There was within one Nerian by name Vertico, born at a distinguished position, who from the first siege had fled for safety to Cicero and had demonstrated his loyalty to him. Okay, so kind of starting right there. We leave Pullus and Varenus and we're just kind of pushed right back into the main narrative. Sometimes people find that transition just a little bit they kind of get a little disoriented by that. And then, what was the message that you think the Nervii aimed to convey by the torture and execution of the messengers? And what message does Caesar convey to his readers by relating the story? Think about why might have Nerian have deserted to Cicero. And I think we can probably think of some modern examples when a group or organization has used torture or execution as a way to punish and intimidate. So I think we do have some modern and ancient counterparts there. All right, going back to line 9. Hic, this man, so Vertico, servo persuaded, convinces his slave, persuades his slave, spe libertate, with the hope of freedom, magisque primiis, and with great rewards, ut deferat, that he should convey literas ad caesarem, letters to Caesar, ille, so that, meaning that slave, efferet, has, let's see, illegatas in iaculo. So he carries out these, the letters, bound in a spear. het Gallus, and as a Gaul, inter Gallos, among Gauls, sine ulla suspicione, without any suspicion, where Satus, having traveled, ad Caesarem pervenit, he arrives at Caesar. Ab eo, from him, de Pericles, concerning the dangers, Ciceronis, of Cicero, legionisque, and of the legion, cognoscitur, it is learned. So Caesar learns of the dangers from this slave. So he persuades his slave, by hope of freedom and by great rewards, to carry a letter to Caesar. This he carries bound about his javelin, about the spear, and having traveled, right, so mixing among the Gauls as a Gaul without any suspicion, he reaches Caesar, and from him it is learned about the dangers of Cicero and the legions. Okay, so, you know, what does it say about the condition of slavery here, that a potential promise of freedom could convince the slave to risk torture and death? That's definitely interesting. I think we could probably think of some parallels in the history of American slavery, where U.S. slaves sometimes willing to risk torture and death for a chance at freedom. I think as the Civil War dragged on and U.S. war aims changed and the U.S. began to offer freedom to slaves who deserted from their masters in territories held by the Confederacy, I think that, you know, we can kind of talk about that. What does it say of the willingness of the American slaves to risk death for their freedom? And why was Huertico's slave able to succeed where the others had failed? You know, what qualities would a good spy or messenger require? Why is espionage and travel through enemy territory so very dangerous? So, you know, there's kind of a lot going on there that we need to discuss, but that is the end of chapter 45.